The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So as much as you're able to stand on wood rather than cushion, a little bit easier to get some feeling of groundedness and traction. And just take a time and let your feet rock back and front. And find that place of steadiness and stillness where the weight is even, front and back. And then lean from the left to the right. And let the feet come into a place of balance left and right. And for me, the connection with the earth has been really a central part of my practice for the last 16, 17 years now. So when I take a time and deliberately connect with the earth, I just notice I relax in a different way. So whether you want to imagine dropping anchors through the bottom of your feet or letting roots grow from the bottom of your feet or something, some way of energetically connecting with the earth beneath the floor and the floorboards and the footings and into the earth. And deep, deep, deep into the earth, not just a few inches, but like hundreds of miles into the earth. And just notice, if you notice anything, the result of doing that. And we can use that, the earth, today to help us. And so the first thing that we want to do is to really invite relaxation. And so we want to bring attention to our feet and our connection with the earth. And just let their toes spread out. And feel ourselves supported by the earth. This earth has seen an awful lot. Has seen the rises of different civilizations and the diminishments of different civilizations, the birth of every living being and the death of every living being since the beginning of time. This earth is holding us, has held us, and will continue to hold us. So letting our feet relax, and our ankles relax. And letting our legs relax and our knees unlock. And just noticing what we feel in our legs, if we feel them strong or quivering or shaky. And welcoming what is. And inviting relaxation of any unnecessary tension or contraction or tightness. So that our legs remain holding us and empty. The earth and our legs are holding us. And our legs empty out any extra tension. Now let's come to our hips. It's a complex area of the hips. Let's see if we can feel our hips and invite our hips to relax. And now bringing attention to the whole pelvic floor. And just noticing if there's any tightness or holding or pulling back at the pelvic floor. You know, this lower part of our body is often impacted with fear or issues around survival. And even unknowingly, we can feel a pulling up in the perineum area, in the sacrum area, in the pelvic floor, when we don't feel safe. And so now and today, right now, in this room together, a room that was built for meditation with all of us under refuge and precepts with a commitment to harmlessness, we can just invite our pelvic floor to relax. That for now, for right now, it's safe enough to relax. And just noticing if there's any movement in the sacrum, if there's any releasing and relaxing and letting go in the sacrum. And bringing attention to the lower part of the abdomen. And just noticing if our breath is moving fluidly or if we're holding it back. And inviting it to relax. Moving up to the navel area, the solar plexus area. And this is an area where there's a lot of internal organs. It's also the area of the third chakra. It's often associated with will or power. And so when we have been impacted by power dominance, we're frightened of power dominance, there can be tightness and tension in this solar plexus area. We can feel our diaphragm constricted and not fully relaxed. So we can just bring attention to this area and invite relaxation. Our will is the positive aspect of power. We can inhabit it in healthy ways. When we are faced with the choice of having to succumb to somebody else's power or fight it, we can make choices to get bigger, more loving, more grounded. We can use our will in service of our vision. We don't need to feel intimidated. We can relax the solar plexus of our body. Moving up to the heart area. And just noticing what's present. Does it feel tight or numb or achy or vulnerable? And without asking it to be different, just bringing a loving and embracing awareness to our heart. If there is a pulling back, an armoring, a defending, just make a gentle, very gentle invitation to see if right now, if it might be okay to let that go. and moving up to the throat. It's often a place of communication. And we can notice constriction, holding back tears or screams or shouts or stifled, not feeling confident to speak, afraid to speak. Whatever it is that we feel, we can open to that and gently invite relaxation in the throat. Moving to the jaw and the mouth, and just noticing if there's any clenching, gritting, resisting, fighting that's showing up in the tension in the muscles in the jaw. And allowing them to relax. Moving into the cheekbones and the smiling muscles. And just really allowing ourselves to let go of having to have a face, appearance, to impress or somehow make others feel okay by the way that we look. And just trust. We can let ourselves be the way we are. It's safe enough to just be the way we are. Moving to the eyes, and so much effort to look and see and try and figure it out. Looking on screens and on tablets and on phones and just looking, looking, looking and just letting it relax. We can allow our gaze to be inward now for today. We don't need to be processing what's happening out there. So our eyes can relax and the muscles behind our eyes can relax. And moving to our forehead. Just noticing if there's any furrows on our brows. You know, trying to figure it out. Think ourselves through this. Understand what is going on. What the impacts, the implications are. And just let's put a pause on all of that thinking. Not that it's bad or wrong or that it won't serve us at times. But for right now. You can just notice when it arises and pause. And for right now, we can relax our brow. Moving attention from our brow to our scalp. And just noticing if the scalp is tight, another expression of fear or tension or contraction. And just relaxing the scalp. and moving to the base of the skull. And just noticing in the base of the skull, and it's a close proximity to the brainstem, the primitive part of the brain, which gets activated into fight and flight and freeze responses. And those responses are really important. And right now, just right now, let's invite them to relax. We can check and see if that feels right, if it feels safe enough, if there are, in fact, any imminent dangers in this room with us right now. And if not, we can invite them to relax. The back of the neck, relaxing. And our shoulders, holding the burdens of the world. Just imagining taking these burdens off of our shoulders and placing them right to our side on the earth, asking the earth to help us hold them for just right now. And allowing our shoulders to drop and rotate a little bit back and down. And imagining the muscles in our shoulders softening and breathing into them so that supports them softening. And moving attention to the whole upper middle part of the back. And allowing and inviting relaxation. And the middle part of the back. And down into the lower part of the back. So now from the whole body, from the soles of the feet, oh, we need to do our hands. Bring attention into our fingers and just feeling the weight of the hands as the arms are by our sides. Sensitivity of our hands and allowing our hands to relax. We don't need to grab. We don't need to push. We don't need to hold. We don't need to resist. We can just let our hands be open and relaxed. And bringing attention into the wrists. And the forearms. And the elbows. And the upper arm. And the underside of the upper arm. Back to the shoulders. And now from the soles of the feet all the way up to the top of the head, just allowing the whole body to relax. And on the in-breath, allowing new energy, fresh energy, the energy of the earth to flow through the bottom of our feet and allow ourselves to feel renewed, refreshed, invigorated. Gently, a gentle tide on the in-breath and a relaxing, releasing on the out-breath. Now with care and kindness and respect, changing posture from standing to sitting. And just take a moment sitting just to check to make sure that the sitting posture is supportive. So one of the things about a sitting posture that's supportive is that the top of the hips are slightly in front of the sitting bones. So just allow the pelvis to rock back and front. And just notice that place, that sweet spot where there's no pull forward and no pull back. Just where the sitting bones are just a fraction and the top of the hips are just a fraction in front of the sitting bones. So this rocking really is something that on a very subtle level continues with the in-breath and the out-breath. So even when we find that sweet spot and we've settled, we don't clamp down on that rocking. And let's just experiment and see why. Just for a moment, let's do the opposite. Let's hold ourselves perfectly still where there is no rocking. And notice how much tension builds up in the stomach and in the shoulders and the back and the legs when we do not move at all. And now, rock again, just a fraction. With each in-breath and each out-breath, just a very gentle rocking of the sacrum and the pelvic floor. And just notice how soothing and relaxing and comforting and settling and calming that is. So we don't want to go against what is soothing and natural and comforting and confident, calming. In fact, we want to notice that, protect it, accentuate it. Or certainly allow it to be a reference point to help return us to calm. Now imagine that there's somebody here, and that somebody is somebody who knows you, loves you, respects you, and the only thing that they want is for you to be happy and well. Sometimes when I would think of Deepama and what it was like being around her, this ocean of love, where she would see all of us so clearly and yet love us so unconditionally. I could get a feeling of what this kind of love would be like. And so think of somebody in your life or somebody that you know of who brings this quality of loving kindness. And now using your imagination, imagining them standing right in front of you, so happy to see you, so deeply, profoundly delighted to see you. And as you look at them looking at you, allow yourself to feel their kindness, their love, their wanting you to be happy and well. And let it in. And sometimes when we let it in, we crack open. And it's all right to crack open when we let in love. Sometimes it aches. Sometimes it stretches. And it's okay to ache and to stretch. But Let it in. Let in this love. Let it into your heart. And let it spread throughout your whole body. This warmth, this care, this affection, this tenderness. I was wanting you to be safe. To have the support that you need. To let your nervous system unravel. And stop being hypervigilant. To let it in. Let in the love. And let it move throughout the whole body, from the heart to the chest. Let it radiate out to the back. And as this is happening, just make sure that we haven't clamped down on that gentle rocking of the sacrum. Let it spread to our lower abdomen. Let it spread to our pelvic floor. Let it spread to our shoulders and our arms, our hands. Let it spread into our legs and our knees and our feet. Let it spread into our neck and our throat and our face and our head. So this feeling of care, of love, of affection, of tenderness, of wanting us to be safe and have the support is through our whole body, in our nervous system, in our muscles, in our bones, and in our bone marrow. And so each of us is different. We're not all the same. Some people feel things in their body. Some things relate to the world cognitively through concept and thought. Some are visual and see pictures and images. Some are auditory and hear sound. So if we're kinesthetic, or we're feeling, or we're thinking, or we're intuitive, we don't have to make ourselves be different than how we are. We need to find a way to bring how we are to what we do. So translate the language into what works for you, that is your easiest access to feel and to know and to experience, whether it's through concept, to change this into the idea of may I be well, may I be free from sorrow, may I be free from stress and pain. Whether it's kinesthetic, to bring the physical sensation of love throughout the whole body. Whether it's feeling, to tune into the quality of what loving feels like and let that radiate. Whether it's visual, seeing this as light, moving throughout the whole of the body. Know your access. Make use of who you are and how you relate to let this work for you. You don't have to be like me. You don't have to be like anybody else but like you. Let the love in. Let it permeate and radiate and suffuse throughout the whole of our physical body. Let our nervous system begin to register we are loved. Let our primitive brain register we are loved. Now, many of us have places in our systems that are resistant to love. We don't need to battle with them, but sometimes what we just need to do is gently come close to the areas that are resistant to love and be present alongside that resistance. Not ask it to go away, not demand it to be different, but just show up and be present with it. So we bring love into our physical body, and we let the love flow into our heart, our moods, our minds, our emotions, into the ideas of who we think we are. To who we think we are supposed to be. All of it. We let it flow into the things that hurt, into the secrets that we have, to the things that we feel embarrassed or ashamed about in ourselves. We let it flow into our past. We let it flow into the present. We let it flow into the future. so that there's no part of our mind body, there's no part of what we have lived through, where we are now, or what will happen, that is exempted from this love, that is beyond this love, that is outside of and unworthy of this love. Nothing. Nothing that we have ever done, and nothing that we could ever possibly do. That is unworthy of love. So resting in love. Letting it in. Really letting it in that we are loved. And continue in this way, both working with letting it in and showing up around places that are resistant, in the languaging that makes sense to you. Allowing ourselves sometimes to crack open from love. Continue to remember to not clamp down on that gentle rocking of the pelvis. Allow that gentle rocking of the pelvis to continue, whether you're on the floor or in a chair. Sometimes when you're on a chair, it's a little easier for that gentle rocking motion to be supported by sitting on the edge of the chair. And sometimes it's an odd irony that letting love in hurts so much. And let it hurt so much. And sometimes letting love in feels like being in a down comforter, soft, holding, without any resistance. Sometimes it feels like standing in the middle of a fire. Of everything that is not love somehow is incinerated in the fire, letting love in. There isn't one right way to experience this or to know that we're doing it right. Sometimes we let love in and our mind goes black. Or we get angry. And our job is not to disallow the blackness or the anger, but to show up in it, right next to it. Be right there with it, without asking it to be otherwise, without superimposing an idea about how experience is supposed to be on top of what is. Keep coming back to the body. Let ourselves anchor this and ground this in our body, knowing what love is.